It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they will love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. There is so much going on this morning, this wonderful Wednesday morning, in the world of sports, and we are going to get to all the big stories, including 83 points last night for Bam Adebayo. And if you're like just waking up and hearing that, you're thinking, what the hell happened last night? Well, Bam Adebayo scored 83 points in an NBA game. I'm going to tell everybody later this hour, while I am happy for Bam, I am happy for Bam Adebayo, but I'm also unhappy that this happens. And I promise it's not for the reason that you're expecting. Also, Geno Smith back in New York, going to be the starting quarterback for the Jets this season. And I think the Jets are absolutely screwed. And I'll say this for the second time already in the show, but it's the truth. I don't think it's going to be for the reason that you are expecting right now watching and listening to the show. Our bets for tonight will close the program as per usual. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Call him. Send in your comments on YouTube. We'll read them throughout the show. On Twitter and Instagram at TheKostos. TheKostos. You gotta love it. You gotta love it when you do what I do for a living. And you, just being a fan, a listener, a viewer, you love sports. When we get a major piece of breaking news literally moments before the show comes on the air. And that is what has just happened. Because as we are getting ready to hit the open, and I'm getting ready to open the show, and I'm getting ready to talk about the Baltimore Ravens pulling out of the Max Crosby trade last night with the Las Vegas Raiders, and all the various takeaways as a result of that major breaking piece of sports news, Oh, we get a huge, huge item. The Baltimore Ravens have just signed, literally moments ago, edge rusher Trey Hendrickson. 4-year contract, $112 million. So the Baltimore Ravens pivot off of Max Crosby and sign Trey Hendrickson, 4 years, $112 million. Wow. Wow. And I was going to come on in this opening segment and say, now the Baltimore Ravens need to go sign Trey Hendrickson. Obviously, they agreed. It was super obvious. If you're not going to get Max Crosby, you have to go out and get Trey Hendrickson. So I absolutely, and by the way, Tyler, I have to, I think, re-record some of the Odyssey Sports Minutes that I did before the show, because some of them are about the Ravens here, not knowing that they were going to get Trey Hendrickson. And we'll start from the Ravens' perspective now. We'll talk about the Raiders, we'll talk about Max Crosby, but this now becomes a Baltimore Ravens conversation to start the show. Because last night, when this news broke that the Ravens were, in the Raiders' words, backing out of the trade, once that happened, and people are criticizing the Ravens, and Tom Pelissero of NFL Media tweeted that one GM texted him, this is bull beep, bull crap, except used the different word for it. Everyone starts piling on the Baltimore Ravens. And my opinion was in that moment, like, we have no idea the knowledge the Ravens have about Max Crosby's knee. And they flunked Crosby on the physical, and the reports from Diana Russini and Adam Schefter this morning basically said that the short-term prognosis for Crosby's knee coming off the meniscus, short-term is good, but long-term they had some questions. And maybe, the Ravens did get cold feet. And maybe, the Ravens jobbed out the Las Vegas Raiders in this instance. We may find the answers to those questions. We may find out the truth. Maybe we won't ever find out the truth. I was willing to give Baltimore the benefit of the doubt, though. Not a stupid organization. But the reason why this move is so important, the Ravens signing Trey Hendrickson, and I think this kind of got lost in the shuffle, was everyone's focusing on the Raiders, and everyone's focusing on what's next for Max Crosby, and everybody's focused on Bam Adebayo, and everyone's focused on Team USA, like, choking it away against Italy and maybe being, and the USA manager not even knowing if they had advanced or not. What kind of got lost in the shuffle here is that the Baltimore Ravens took a huge hit last night and have since repaired it with this signing of Trey Hendrickson. Because last Friday night, cue the Katy Perry song, we were taking menace shots. Last Friday night, the Baltimore Ravens told all of us that they needed a big move to get them over the hump and get Lamar Jackson to his first Super Bowl. How did they tell us that? By trading 2 first-round picks for Max Crosby. Like, that's the Ravens saying, we need a move like this to really win the AFC, to get over the hump, to do what John Harbaugh couldn't do with Lamar Jackson, to get Jesse Minter this chess piece on defense, someone who can set the edge, someone who can rush the passer, someone who can stop the run. Now, I don't think Trey Hendrickson's the player that Max Crosby is. Crosby's better than Trey Hendrickson. He's younger than Trey Hendrickson. But if it wasn't going to be Max Crosby, it absolutely had to be Trey Hendrickson. So now, the Baltimore Ravens have put themselves in position where we don't have to say the things that we were going to say about them this morning, which is they're at least, they're a dollar short and they're a move behind. And now, with Trey Hendrickson set to rush the passer, you know, only 4 sacks for him last year in an injury-riddled year. Also, embroiled in like a blood feud with the Cincinnati Bengals over guaranteed money. Did have a combined 35 sacks in 2023 and 2024. It's not just that he stinks because last year didn't go great. He's an excellent, excellent, excellent pass rusher. And I'm willing to say last year went poorly both because he was hurt, and he's probably like, part of him's probably like, screw this team that won't give me my long-term money. And yes, the Bengals stepped up to the plate and gave him more guaranteed money last year, but he wanted the long-term deal. They wouldn't give it to him. And what does it say, by the way, about the Cincinnati Bengals, an organization that everybody loves to critique and everybody loves to criticize, and people don't think they run their organization the right way, where they let this dude walk out the door, and immediately, one of the organizations that people will look at and say, this is one of the smartest organizations in football, says, you know what? We're giving him a long-term deal. Like, to me, this doesn't speak well for the Bengals. And I think it speaks very well for the Baltimore Ravens. So this is a spectacular recovery from Baltimore. And whether or not you're mad at the Ravens or you think they screwed the Las Vegas Raiders, we have no idea. We don't know. But what we can do now is talk about what's actually happening. And what's actually happening is the Ravens signed Trey Hendrickson. So they get the big name edge rusher, and I think put themselves back in the contention that they were in yesterday prior to them backing out of the Max Crosby trade. And now Baltimore has its first round pick this year at 14 overall and its first round pick next year. So just breaking news, folded into breaking news, sprinkled with breaking news. I've got the baking analogy there. We're baking a breaking news cake here. So much going on with this story, with the Ravens, the Raiders, Max Crosby, and Trey Hendrickson. So if you're a Ravens fan, you have got to be fired up at this moment right now. YouTube.com/@thecostos 310-840-4910. Couple other takes on what we saw last night and into this morning again with the Ravens just signing Trey Hendrickson, 4 years, $112 million. This absolutely sucks for the Las Vegas Raiders. And whether you're a Raider fan, whether you're a Raider hater, I don't know how you could be at this point. They've been bad for so long. I don't even understand how you could hate them. I think you have to acknowledge that this is brutal for that organization. Think about what we said on this show on Monday morning, right? Because that's the first opportunity we have to talk about it. I loved this trade for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I said it for a long time leading up to the trade. It makes 0 points, and I still feel this way, and we'll get to that, 0.0% chance, or 0.0% sense for Max Crosby to be on the 2026 Raiders and beyond. This is a team, and there's less holes now after the spending spree on Monday to start legal tampering. This is a team in the Raiders that is not close to winning, that will start the rookie first overall pick at quarterback, and in an impossible division with Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and the team that hosted the AFC Championship game this season. So the Raiders, it made no sense to keep Max Crosby, were able to get 2 first-round picks for him from the Baltimore Ravens and supercharge that rebuild. Now, you lose those 2 first-round picks. Do I think the Raiders will still trade Max Crosby? Absolutely. Absolutely. I do think that they will still trade Max Crosby. They can say whatever they want. They can feed whatever they want to insiders who can then report it. I understand how the game works. And like, I've seen a couple insider tweets that are like, the Raiders are comfortable keeping Max Crosby, or this could stretch on into the season. Stop it. Stop it. Just like, no. No. Because when you say that, you are forgetting 2 critical elements. Number one, the Raiders want to trade him. How do we know that? Because they did. And number two, Max Crosby doesn't want to be in Las Vegas anymore. He doesn't want to be in Vegas. Like, this was like Leaving Las Vegas, the Nicolas Cage movie. Now he's going back to Las Vegas, and now we have to have the sequel to Leaving Las Vegas again. I would be floored if Max Crosby played 1 snap this season for the Las Vegas Raiders. So let's assume that there's a trade, a new trade, and we can talk about what that looks like in a second. Let's say there's a new Max Crosby trade. There now is, based on what's happened, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't want to say 0% chance because like crazy things can happen. I don't like a 1% chance that the Raiders get 2 first-round picks in a Max Crosby trade now. because it has basically been made public that one of the smartest organizations in the NFL, like, flunked him on the physical. And maybe there's a little bit of cold feet. Oh, we traded two first. I doubt that that's the case. The Ravens are a smart team. A well-run organization. I don't think you make a deal like that only to, like, get cold feet and bounce at the altar when you're about to get married. I doubt that's what happened here. I think there's probably, with them, legitimate concern about Max Crosby's knee long-term. Now, if the trade were, like, a second-round pick for Crosby, they'd probably roll the dice and take the risk. Not for two first-rounders. And my sense is, there's not going to be a team in the NFL that's willing to incur that long-term risk for two premium picks for two first-rounders. So, like, yes, will the Raiders trade Max Crosby? I believe absolutely. Are they going to get close to what they got from the Baltimore Ravens? I can't imagine. I can't imagine the answer to that question is yes. And this is, like, all of this that went down last night, like, I'm thinking about it last night and this morning. Could you imagine if something like this happened in, like, your home fantasy football league? Where, like, you make a trade, and then for whatever the reason, however it happens, you walk it back right before it's about to be made official. Like, friendships would be broken over this. Like, people would leave the league. The commissioner would be under siege if this happened. And it actually happened in real life. And the Las Vegas Raiders, again, whether the Ravens were right, whether they were wrong, or whether this is indifferent, the Raiders absolutely got screwed here. And if I were a Raiders fan, I would be very, very upset today. And you have a right to be very, very, very upset. The final thought here on this for right now, and again, if you missed the breaking news to start the show, the Baltimore Ravens pivot away from Max Crosby. They walked back the Crosby trade last night. They flunked him on the physical. This morning, moments ago, signing Trey Hendrickson, 4 years, $112 million. If you are out there listening or watching this show, and you are a fan of a team that could be in the Max Crosby sweepstakes, and look, like, I know that the Dallas Cowboys have floated out there. We're not interested. Okay. Like, we'll see about that. The Cowboys. The Bears. The Eagles were rumored to be on Trey Hendrickson. The 49ers. Mystery Team A. Mystery Team B. If you're a fan of a team, and Max Crosby can help your team, and you think it's realistic, guess what just happened? This is like if you really like a pair of sneakers and you don't want to go on StockX and spend three times what the retail price is, which is what the Ravens did, right? Now, as a result of what's happened, now you only have to pay retail. Now, Foot Locker just put them on its website and you can get them for retail. There will be a Max Crosby discount. It is not possible for there not to be a Max Crosby discount. Can the Chicago Bears make it happen? Is there a scenario where the Dallas Cowboys now bring in Max Crosby at a lesser price? And just to the people that want to say, well, the Ravens flunked him on the physical, why would another team pass him? Just consider how life works. If the price for Crosby, again, let's say it's one first-round pick, let's say it's 2027's one that Baltimore dealt. Not this year's, because they could use that to try and win this year. Let's say it was 2027's one. Do you think the Ravens would have just kept him? Knowing that the short-term prognosis is good? I think the answer is probably yes. I think that answer is probably yes. There is going to be a team or teams that are going to look at this Max Crosby situation, even if the long-term prognosis is iffy for his knee, and they'll be willing to roll the dice. It just won't be for two first-round picks. And that absolutely, absolutely sucks. It's terrible. It's awful for the Las Vegas Raiders. The guy that's probably laughing the hardest right now, Trey Hendrickson. Cincinnati wouldn't give him that long-term security. Well, let me stay in division and now terrorize you twice per season. You know who's probably pretty upset at this exact moment in time? Joe Burrow. Unless he's waking up and, you know, looking at Jessica Alba. 310-840-4910. What do you make of the situation with Trey Hendrickson, the Raiders, and the Ravens? 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. Wow. A lot of love breaking news to kick off the show. Coming up next, 83 points last night for Bam Adebayo. I'm going to tell you why it made me sad watching the fourth quarter of the Heat-Wizards game last night. And it's not going to be for the reason you expect. That's coming up next on a Wednesday. You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos. Presented by BetMGM.
Kenneth Walker is headed to Kansas City. The Super Bowl MVP teams up with Patrick Mahomes and the returning Travis Kelce. With Walker at running back, are the Chiefs now Super Bowl favorites? Westwood One Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing! Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.